We're going to read what Jesus said in Matthew 15. Jesus said, Matthew 15, 6 through 9, "You, and honors not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus ye have made the commandment of God to none effect by your traditions, ye hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." That's Calvary Chapel. Teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Our testing is going to be up at don'tperish.com later today. It's going to expose this goat farm. It's going to expose this worldly carnal way. It's going to expose their corrupt hireling leadership. They make merchandise of you and they don't tell you the great cost, neighbor. The great cost to follow Jesus. To come out of the world and out of your pride and your vanity. To come out of your pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. To come out of your sports, your entertainment. Our testing is going to be up later today at don'tperish.com. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com later today, folks. It's going to expose this place. Why? Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. You're not worshiping in spirit and truth at Calvary. You're worshiping in a bunch of lies, a bunch of man-made doctrines, a bunch of heresy, a bunch of worldliness. James 4:4, to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. That word friend means fond of. Are you fond of the world, Calvary Chapel? You are. Your school teaches worldly carnal sports. You're an enemy of God because you're of the world. You're accursed because you have a false gospel. Grace alone, faith alone is taught nowhere in the scriptures. We're saved by grace through faith, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, repentance, coming out of the world, leaving all sin and all false ways, born again by the Spirit of God. When you're born again, holiness marks your life, not pride and vanity and worldliness and skinny pants and feminization and covering yourself with tattoos. None of this is of a holy God. Not practicing pagan holidays. Women with their heads uncovered, not of God. 1 Corinthians 11 teaches women to cover their heads. Old men that should know better into foolishness and false doctrines. You cannot serve God as you keep all this sin, neighbors. Our testing is going to be up later today to show you at don'tperish.com. Our testing is going to show you why this is a corrupt goat farm. Jesus said in Matthew 7, a puny few are going to find eternal life. Look around you. Few of you are going to enter eternal life. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. The most pathetic and sad thing that I see here today, well, one of them, is a transformed heart. A transformed heart wants truth and holiness and righteousness. And if your heart is truly transformed by the Holy Spirit, you'll run home and check the Bible. You'll test these doctrines. You'll see that the gospel they preach here is easy to believe. They'll see that the pagan holidays you keep, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, are not in Scripture. You'll see that worldliness is not in Scripture, linked to God's people. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. It's going to be up later today. It's going to show you why Calvary Church is a false, corrupt goat farm that cannot save anyone. Test yourself to the Word of God. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. You're not living by the word of God today, neighbor. You're living in sin and worldliness. You're living in compromise. Your elders and pastors don't even teach you basic fundamentals, the biblical gospel, coming out of the world, avoiding pagan holidays that God hates, dressing your temple biblically, living godly and holy, using biblical music, What is worship? Worship is your everyday life lived, not some worship service. God does not want your scrap on Sunday, neighbor. If you didn't wake up every day, not just Sunday morning, with the desire to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, Matthew 22, you're an idolater, living for yourself, filling your life up with the culture. But God knows his people. God knows his people. They're holy, they're just, they're righteous. Our testing at don'tperish.com will be up later today. It's going to show you why this is a corrupt, man-made, false system. They're going to show you why it's sin. Sir, did anybody teach you that pride and vanity is an abomination to God? Proverbs 6. Did you know that? Did you know that? Proverbs 6:17. A proud look, a lying tongue is an abomination to God. Did you know that? I see all these people dressing in their pride and their vanity, keeping their false ways, keeping their pagan holidays, keeping their worldliness, keeping their Galatians 1 accursed gospel, grace alone, faith alone, that the Bible never teaches anywhere. But we're going to expose the hireling pastor, Mike Wiggins, here. We're going to expose his executive pastor. We're going to expose people that tell lies against the truth of God. Because the Bible says in Jude, earnestly contend for the faith once delivered. That's what we're going to do. We're going to contend for the faith. We do it all over our website, don'tperish.com. The testing is going to show how corrupt this church is, how false this church is. Chuck Smith, Calvary Chapel, that whole movement, Greg Laurie. It's all the same. I was out here before and one of your attendees told me to go F myself. And the pastors heard him. They didn't charge him not to talk that way. I brought up the word whore and they called the police on me. Yet the police know that I have every right to stand on a sidewalk and preach. What foolish men that they are at Calvary Chapel. Foolish, childish, not sober. It's biblical to call out the spiritual whoredom going on here. It's biblical to warn you about your sin. It's biblical to warn you that unless you turn and repent, you have no hope of eternal life to come. The Holy Spirit guides you into all truth, John 16. Unless you're following truth, you have no hope. John 17, 17. Thy word is truth. Thy spirit is truth. John 16. He'll teach you all things. Unless you're walking in truth, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbor. We love you enough to tell you the truth. We love you enough to come and stand. We love you enough to call out your spiritual whoredom, to call out your worldliness and your carnality. It's the love of God that tells us to go preach the gospel. But you're not of God as you follow a false gospel. You're a spiritual whore, sir. Don't be a spiritual whore. Don't follow spiritual whoredom at Calvary. Turn and repent. Be transformed. Be made new. The wrath of God is coming for you all unless you turn and repent. Our testing will show it all. Don'tperish.com. It's going to be up later today. It's going to show the spiritual whoredom, your false gospel, your pagan holidays, your worldliness, your feminization.
Beware of false prophets.
It's going to show that. So you can look it up at don'tperish.com. Holy is the Lamb of God, preaching sound doctrine. Jesus said, you'll be hated for my name's sake. We go and we preach the truth, and you be hated for the namesake of Christ. He said, rejoice when they say all manner of false things against you. But the world loves the false church systems. World loves Calvary Chapel. They just made a movie, and it was famous. Look up Jesus Revolution Exposed, the movie. My testing comes right up. It shows you why. Their corrupt ways with Chuck Smith, with Lonnie Frisbee, who was a homosexual, by the way. Your movement was formed by a practicing homosexual. Are you happy about that, Calvary Chapel? Yeah, they're upset. They don't like the word whore. Yet one of the men told me to go F myself, and not one of them told him not to say it. How wicked and how corrupt. Our testing will be up later today at don'tperish.com. Our testing's going to go all over the internet. Our testing's going to go all over the internet to expose Calvary, Port St. Lucie. It's going to expose it for what it is, a carnal false way. The truth of God goes forth. Jude said, earnestly contend for the faith once delivered. Jesus said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded, Matthew 28:20. That's the truth of God. That's what saves. Sound doctrine saves. 1 Timothy 4:16. Continue in sound doctrine, by which you are saved, and them that hear thee. You're not saved by grace alone, faith alone. That's what your website says. You're saved by Christ, the truth, his shed blood, then in him, walking in his truth. You're not in his truth at Calvary. You're practicing willful sin, and there's no sacrifice for willful sin. Hebrews 10:26.
What does it say behind that?
What's on the thing?
What difference does it make?
What are you saying?
Jesus, I go all over.
Jesus would rebuke.
What difference does it make? Jesus would rebuke America. Jesus would rebuke the last event I was at. Jesus would rebuke another church. You should look up our testing at don'tperish.com later today. It's going to show in detail. But you're going to see the testing of this place. Look under the tab that says why you're being lied to.
Don'tperish.com, I already went on there. What does it mean about women covering?
1 Corinthians 11, it teaches it right in 1 Corinthians 11. To do it, sir. To do it. 1 Corinthians 11 teaches it. I got articles on that in my teaching blog. You're feminized. You don't do it. You don't teach people how to dress their temples. You don't teach biblical music. You keep pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday that are Roman Catholic lies. You're linked to the world. Your gospel, faith alone, grace alone is a lie. How many more lies do you need? Adam and Eve got tossed out for one. Adam and Eve got tossed out for one sin. How many sins is it going to take for you to get tossed out? I've listed about 10 or 12 here at Calvary Chapel. So our testing's going to show it. Later today, any seeker can look it up. The goats are all yours. You get all the goats. The seekers will look up and go, you know, that is true. We do preach a false gospel here. You know, that is true. We are feminized. You know, that is true. We've turned Christianity into a business that Jesus made a whip for in John 2. All these things are true. But Jesus said in John 8, as he preached to the dead Pharisees, Jesus said in John 8, as he preached to the dead Pharisees, if you can't hear the word of God, if you can't hear the word of God, you are a child of the devil. Satan is your father. That's so true. And we want to warn our neighbor about that.